says that there is a din of kol dover shebe minyan tzarech min nachalat tiroi. And the Gemara learns it out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael al tikshu al isha. And then after the Torah was given, he said, Lechem or lehem shuvu lo alechem. Then the Gemara says, maybe that's not the marker. Maybe the reason why the Eibishter told him that was the mitzvah and the mitzvah of Ona, who was self-understood that they'd be mutter b'tashmish. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Tashma b'shvuch hayov olhem yalu bahar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell them that they were able to, machlokes, the kol taisus here, the second taisus, was at Shana Shni after Luchos Rishonos, after Luchos Shnius. Whatever the case might be, even though the time has been nullified, you need a formal heter. Kol dover should be minin tzarech minin nachal atira. And Rav Yosef says, based on all this, and Hamad Awif, he points out, that's the bira dover in Mishnayis, in Maaseh Sheni, that when it comes to the din of Neter Ravai, you want to be Ma'atar Shvaki Yushalayim, even after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, they wanted to decorate, and it wasn't because the Goyim were in charge. After Churban Beis Hamikdash, still, there was a formal takana that was there, and they needed to repeal it, even though the time was nullified, because obviously we weren't in control. And based on this, Rav Yosef said, so based on those two dinim in Torah Shebichsav, we were doing for the first, the second one, then we have the Mishnayis. Based on this, Rav Yosef said that even after Takanos of Yochanan ben Zakkai, which was to be Mekabel the Eidim, the Kol HaYoyim, so therefore, Abayish and Olda Bezeh, in fact, should be Buteris Bezeh, because only when they were stopped in the Minchel HaMailu would we ask as Kedusha Achasi. But nonetheless, since the Beya was Beminyan, Beisura, he said that has to stick, and therefore, he would ask her. And Abaye and Amud Beis says not that way. He says, who says it was Beminyan? And then the Gemara goes on, and Ravada, Rav Shalman quoted Dudin of that the Beya would be Asura based on Meheri Yavona Beis HaMikdash. So we have this din of Kol Dover Shebe Minyan Tzarech Minyan Lachatir, even though the time has been nullified. So just to point out, two Toisusim that utilize this din, Toisusim Sochem and Daf Nun writes Erev Pesach after Chatzos, we don't do Malacha because of the Korban Pesach. Bizman Hazeh, we don't have the Korban Pesach. Toisus still says, Kol Dover Shebe Minyan, Sarach Minyan Nachal Atiro. Despite the fact that time does not exist, the din still exists. Toisus also has this in Avodah Zarah and Hamid Beis, to the Bira Adover, and the Gemara has Emsachim and Vavim Rav, the beginning of Chelekein and Mishnebura, that Shol and Mishloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach was because of the Korban Pesach, to get ready the Dinim. Bizman Hazeh, we don't have it. Tosfos says still, Kol Dover Shebe Minyan Tzarech Minyan Lachatira, the Din still sticks, Bizman Hazeh. It's interesting, if you look in the Rambam, and the Riven in Perek Beis in Hilchos Mamrim, there is a Mishnah Neduyos Perek Alf Mishnah Hay that says Kol Dover Shebe Minyan. If you want a Beis Din Shel Chavero later to repeal the Takana of a previous Beis Din, they must be Gedoyle B'Chochmu B'Minyan. Writes the Rambam, even though the time has been nullified, like we said, this Din Kol Dover Shebe Minyan Tzarech Minyan Atira means that the time has been nullified, you need a formal Takana to repeal it. Writes the Rambam, that later Beis Din that wants to repeal it must be B'Chochmu B'Minyan. On that, the Ravid argues and says, no. Meaning there's a Machloikas Rambam and Ravid. Basically, you combine these two dinim. The Rambam does, and you need to be Gedol B'Chochmu B'Minyan to repeal the Takana despite the fact that time is not there. And the Ravid says, no. The Ravid says that the time has been nullified, you need a formal repealing, but they don't have to be Gedol B'Chochmu B'Minyan. The Chiddush Yaran in Sanhedrin at Daf Nun Tes points out that the later Beis Din does not have to be greater B'Chochmah B'Minyan, but they should be the same, at least Minyan. And the Yamshel Shlomo here in Meseches Beis says that if the previous Beis Din made a Takonin and they said that there is no way that a later Beis Din is Gedol B'Chochmah than us, then that later Beis Din cannot do it, cannot repeal it. That's what the Yamshel Shlomo writes right here. So you see Beferish that it's very interesting. Do you read these two dinim together or not? And the Malbim points out the Artzus Chaim that if there was a din sheichziku, but there was no formal takana, it was a din that they were machzik. Klal Yisrael was machzik, but there was no formal takana. The Artzus Chaim writes, even though a Beis Din that smaller b'chacham of minyan can repeal. That's what the Artzus Chaim writes b'feirush. Also, we should point out that the Radbaz on the Rambam writes b'feirush that if when the takana of the previous Beis Din they said b'feirush the clause, the time why they did it, and that time was nullified, then you don't need a formal Beis Din to repeal it. And the Ran and Gittin and the Sugya of Prusbul claims not that way. The Ran and Gittin says, halacha lamaisa, that you need a Beis Din to formally repeal it. They don't have to be gedola b'chachma minyan, but even though the tam was in the fabric of the takana, the Ran still says you need a formal repealing of it with a Beis Din. Despite the fact not the gedola b'chachma minyan, but you need a Beis Din. So that's a machlokes, the Radbaz and the Ram against the Ran. Tosfos here on the spot, here on Hamad Aleph on the bottom, points out 2 days that if there was a gzeira that was for a certain zman, and the zman is over, the first day in Tosfos writes, the feirish, you need a formal takana to repeal it. And then he quotes a second day. Simplest reading of the Gemara is that it was l'zman, and still you need a formal takana. Second day in Tosfos says no, that if the zman ends, it's batal memela. The Pasuk here was discussing a situation where you would have thought Al-Tikshu Elisha was permanently, and that was Mekusher with the time of the Torah being given Har Sinai. Once that time was batal, then you still need a formal takana. But if there was a Zman in the actual clause, once the Zman comes, it's Memela, it's batal. Okay. Also, we should just point out the Meiri right here on the spot points out very interestingly. The Meiri points out that if the Beis Din had in mind, the previous Beis Din, that it is possible that this takana will not apply, the whole reason won't apply, that it could very well be, if it dawned upon them that in the future it won't exist anymore, this reason why they made the takana, then Memela, you would not need it to be what? It to be nullified, to be repealed formally by a Beis Din. He says this Mishnah about the Mishnah about Meiser Sheni, about Netzer Ravai, it didn't dawn upon them. But the Meiri writes, if it did dawn upon them, it is possible that we could suggest that you would not need a formal repeal. This is what the Meiri writes on the spot. So I also want to just point out, and this will bring us to Tosfos Davov, that Tosfos Avodah Zarah on Daf Lamed Hey writes that if there was a takana made because of a chashash, and that chashash only existed in a certain place, and the takana was not for other makaymas, that's an indicator that it was simply the takana was made for a chashash. And if in the event in the future that chashash does not exist, then batal a takana, you don't need to formally repeal it. That's what Tosfos writes. Tosfos discusses there. Very interestingly, he discusses the din about Gvinus Akum and about Nikur, about the snakes being in there, and it was a takana for a certain place, and that takana was for a certain place, and that place later on, in other places was no takana, and later on, if the reason wouldn't exist, then what? Then you don't need a formal takana. Tosfos writes in Brachos on Daf Nun Gimel about Mayim Achronim. Tosfos writes also, we don't have melastomas, it's only in certain places, and therefore nowadays we don't have it. He says there's no such din of Mayim Achronim. Tosfos has this also on Daf Lamed about clapping. Lamed Amar Alf, we bismanazet don't know how to make guitars. So you see, if there was a chshash, and the chshash is bottle, you don't need a formal takana to mimavatl, to repeal it. You have these different Tosfosim that are saying this, what, this svara, and that's Bemison, what Tosfos means on Vavanach, the Maskava Idna. Right? Tosfos says this, we don't have snakes nowadays, by Mayim Megulim. Right? And that's how he's Masbir, that Bizmanazeh, there's no concern that we should be Koyver our Mason, Rahman al-Hassan, and Yontav Sheni. We don't have a concern of non-Jews telling us we got to go to work then. Because if the Chshash was the motivating factor of the Takana, it's understood quite well that if the chashash doesn't exist anymore, then it's paka. Okay. So Ad Khan, this discussion about Dover Shemin and Tzarech Min and Lachat Tira. So I want to lead this into the following. Rav Schechter pointed out to us many times that there is a din. The Gemara writes above it, and Peheim and Afra Avinu v'Ravashi Sofa Ro. This was not just a historical statement. This is a halachic statement, writes the Gon. The Ramah writes in Choshen Mishpat and Simen Chafei, no one can be chaylik on the Gemara. But an Achron can argue on Rishonim with Rayas. I remember he said that there was a sefer written in the 80s, published against Reb Moshe. The Reb Moshe many times argues on Rabbi Kivega, no Rabbi Yehuda. There is a principle, the Gemara writes in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chafei Amid Beis, that Yiftach B'Doiro is Kishmul B'Doiro. Yiftach was not as great as Shmuel Anavi. But if they're arguing on a Din D'Oraisa, a later Gadol, can argue on a previous Gadol. The Rambam writes, this din, this Yushalmi, is only by Xeris and Takanis, where you must be greater b'chokhmu b'minyan to repeal a previous Takanah based. But if they're arguing on a din d'Oraisa, then Yiftach b'dayra k'shmul b'dayra. If this is the case, so there's an amazing Gemara in Meseches Megillah and Daf Hei. The Gemara writes in Megillah on Hamanaf, Bikesh Rebbe Lakor Tisha B'av Lohoda Lochacham. Reb Yudah and Loser Rabbeinu HaKodesh wanted to get rid of Tisha B'av, and the Chachamim were not masking. The Gemara is a second version that it was Tisha B'av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and they were Doichet a Sunday. So in that situation, Rebbe said, Kevin Nidche Nidche. But let's go with the first Loser. Rebbe wanted to get rid of Tisha B'av completely. Frek Taisvis. How could it be? Rebbe was not Gedoyel B'Chachamu B'Minyan. Number one. Number two, anyone who eats and drinks on Tisha B'av will not see Binyana Beis HaMikdash B'Binyana. How could Rebbe do such a thing? So Tosfos gives two terutzim. One terutz, he says, is that Rebbe wanted to make Tisha B'av like the other Tanesim. Let's say 12 hours. Maybe not Chamesh Shinuyim. So Tosfos is assuming that's not an Akira. Minimize it. That's not an Akira. It's a Chiddush. And then Tosfos says a second terutz, that Rebbe wanted to change the calendaric day, like Rabbi Yochanan said at the end of Tainis, he wanted to switch Tisha B'av from the 9th to the 10th. That also is a Chiddush. That changing a calendaric day is not an Akira. The Ritva on the spot there in Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis says, the Gemara has on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, when the Gemara pilpels which days are good for Kriyas and Megillah, the Gemara says, how can you say 11th and 12th? You're being Oker HaTakana. So you see that changing a calendaric day is a problem. So you see, Tosfos's two terutzim are tremendous chiddush. If you look on the side of the page, in the margin, they embellish both the terutzim. The first terutz they embellish and say that there were previous chachamim, doiris, that had Tisha B'av like other Tanesim. And the Mishnah says in Eduyos there, that same Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah, why did the Mishnah call a Shitas Yichidah? Because a later Beis could rely on a Shitas Yichidah. And Tosfos embellishes also the second teretz. The margin embellishes the second teretz and says that there were a lot of chachamim, maybe not the rov, but there were a lot of chachamim that would agree to Rabbi Reino HaKadosh to change it to the 10th. And since it was a legitimate shita, again, it wouldn't be a problem of repealing. But nonetheless, you see Tosfos is saying a tremendous chiddush. Both teretzim are tremendous chiddush. So I saw in Rav Zhulti Sefer a beautiful mahalach he states, to forem for Tosfos Kasha. If you don't go with Tosfos Tevutz, he wants to say as follows. He wants to say that this machlokes Rabbeinu HaKadosh and the Chachamim, we could say it over in one of three ways, but their machlokes is on a bona fide Din D'Oraisa. They're not arguing on a Takanas Tisha B'Av. They're arguing on a Din D'Oraisa. When we said Yiftach B'Doiro Kishmul B'Doiro, you don't need the stipulation or the qualification of Chachma B'Minyan. What topic on a level of Yerois are they arguing on? So Rebbe's quoted in different places in Shas with the following phrase, Makrivin afal pishein bo bayis, that we can makriv korbonus in the Mokam HaMikdash even if we don't know, have an edifice and a structure. As the Rambam writes in Perek Vav, Hichspes Mechir, Alocha Tet Vav, Alocha Tet Zayin, that we pass in Kitch Rishon, Lav Kitch Losa Lovo, but he says, Kitch Shechin ain't a betail. and he writes Kitcher Shni is Kitcher Lassalombo. And the Rav Zatzal said, what was the difference between Kitcher Rishon and Kitcher Shni? The Rambam writes Kitcher Rishon is Betibush. And once that we were kicked out, the Kedusha evaporated. It was divide and conquer. The Kedusha was imbued. And once we were kicked out, it was evaporated. But when it comes to Ezra, it says Chazaka. What is Chazaka? The Rav said that Ezra took the Kedusha in Yerushalayim, the Mokam HaMikdash, and expanded that to all of Eretz Yisrael. That means Kedusha Shni, all of Eretz Yisrael, sticks forever. That was the Rav's shot of the difference between Kibush and Chazaka. The Radbaz says that Yoshua did it. The difference is between Kedushas Peh and not Kedushas Peh. Yoshua didn't do a Kedushas Peh. Ezra did it because Kedushas Peh had stuck. But nonetheless, the Rambam writes, if someone goes to the Makam HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh, Yechayev Karis. And the Ravid writes, no, someone's Niklas Atasham Engo Karis. Miri writes in Shvuz Data Etvov, there's no Chiyuv Karis, but there's an Issa Lav. Poshav Shan Ravid's with the Legamri. When Mogen Avram Paskins and Tzimin Tov Kuf Samachal, we Paskin like the Rambam. Shechin Eina B'Tayim. You cannot go there. So it could be, what's the marker of that Rambam? In the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Chesnaf, Vanetzach Zu Yerushalayim. Gemara quotes a price in the end of Brachas, Vanetzach Zu Yerushalayim. Shechin is in a potato. If that's the case, this is a bona fide topic meteorisa. So maybe you could say one possibility, that's the straight up Machlekes Rambam Raivin. Do you hold Makriv Al Bishim Abayis or not? The Rebbe says, what do you need Tisha B'Av for? We have Makom HaMikdash. Okay, like Rav Devin Soshalita said once, I heard a shir from him many years ago. We never would Makriv Karbanos. We'd be rode if the rest of the Yidden in the world. That God forbid could get killed if we would do that. Maybe we don't know where the Makom Mizbech. Those are technical problems. But Rebbe says, why have Tisha B'Av? We have Makriv Al Bishim Abayis. And the Chum say no. Other Chum held like the Rive and not that way. And therefore, it's a topic on a derisive level, so Rabbeinu HaKadosh wasn't being oak or anything. It's Yiftach B'Doyra Kishmul B'Doyra. This is one mahalach. A second mahalach. The Gemara writes in Yevamos and Nafayin Tesem and Af Bimei Rebbe, Bikush Dikes Lahater Nesinim. They wanted to be matter the Nesinim, the Gibeons. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, Momentous, I'm willing to. Chelik Mizbeach Miyater. And then the Gemara quotes of Yochanan and says, Chelik Mizbeach Miyater. They didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Zvachim on Kuf Yud writes, if you're Malik or Bonus Bizman Azer, Rabbi Yochanan says you're Chayav Koris. And Reish Lakish says you're not Chayav Koris. Steering Rabbi Yochanan. Here Rabbi Yochanan has a tiny Nevomis on Rabbi, when I have Mizbeach. And then he says, if you're Malik Bizman Azer, you're Chayav Koris. So Rav Zulti writes, based on the Sefer Achinuch Mitzvah Tuf Mem, was Makriv Naf Bishum Abayis a Chiv or is it just a Heter? Is it a Chiv or a Heter? Reb Yochanan held it was a Heter. Rabbi HaKadosh said it's a Chiv. That's what Reb Yochanan says, if you're Makriv Bizman HaZeh, you're Chayav Koris. But he had a Tain on Rebbe. Bizman Mizbeach, that's a Heter. It's not a Chiv. Rebbe held it was a Chiv. So maybe another way of saying the machloikis is everyone holds Makriv Naf Bishum Abayis. The question is whether it's a chiyuv or whether it's just a matter, a tish, a heter. But again, they're arguing on a topic that's deiraisi, yiftich b'doyer kishmul b'doyer. And therefore, Rebbe said, we have a chiyuv, why have tish above? Chum said, no, it's only a heter. It's only a heter, it's been downgraded from a chiyuv to heter. Therefore, we have to have tish above. That's a second way of saying it. A third way, perhaps, of saying it is as follows. If you assume Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Dami, maybe Tisha B'Av has a toikef of b'diraisa. Machlekes Magen Rom Taz by Chol Hashem B'Sakana on Tisha B'Av. What's the hagdara? What's the getter din of Tisha B'Av? There's a chedushi aran in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yuches that states Chamisha Dvarim Neremur B'Tisha B'Av. We just don't are not just misabel for the Chorban and Tisha B'Av, but it's a day of calamity. That's like the Rav quoted from the Rashi Divrei Yomim. We subsume all the calamities for Klal Yisrael on the day of Tisha B'Av. Chamisha Dvarim happened. And therefore, if that's the case, the Rambam writes in the Parish Mishnah Rosh Hashanah that they were Misana and Tisha B'Av when we had Bayasheni. Why? We had Bayasheni. You see that Tisha B'Av was not just for the lack of a Beis HaMikdash, but it was for the day of calamity.
That's what the Chacham said. For the whole of the Chacham. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, no. Tisha B'Av is solely for the Beis HaMikdash. If we have the Beis HaMikdash, we have Makriv HaAfesh B'Mayis, why have it? This is the Shtikel Torah Rezulti wants to say. To Ferem for Tisha's Kasha. And that was the Machlik's Rebbe in the Chacham. So I just want to add on. So I was thinking to myself, what, Rabbeinu HaKadosh argues on a Pasuk in Zechariah? You can't argue on the Navi. The Navi says, some Masiri, some Revi, some Chamishi. So you have to say that in a Hanami, Rebbe said it's a Chiyuv. But Kolzman, we don't do it. We're crying because of that. Because we haven't done it yet. For that, we're crying. Of course, he recognizes that's what Zechariah meant. Kolzman, we don't do it. We're crying for it. But what I want to bring out is this is a tremendous point that it's the Araisa Yiftach B'Derek Yishmur B'Dol. What we're dealing with here is Takanis Gzeiris. Okay. Now I want to just go now to the din of Chochmu B'Minyan itself. What does it mean? What does Chochmu mean? So the Rambam there says in the Perish Mishnais and Eduyos, Chochmu means that the Rosh Yeshiva, the Avbeisna, has to be greater than the previous Avbeisna, the previous Takon. That's what the Rambam writes. The Radbaz and the Tshuva says it's the collective Chochmah of the Beisna, that the later Beisna must be greater than the previous, the collective Chochmah. So the two shot them what the definition of Chochmah is. What does Minyan mean? Three pshat. The Ravid and the Mishnayis there in the Eduyo says it means age, that the Av Beisna has to be older. The later Beisna, the Av Beisna has to be older than the previous. It's an interesting shonim. The Poshup Shad is, the Rambam writes, it means the how many chacham of that door. The number of chacham. It means the number of chacham. And then the Radbaz writes, it means the number of Talmidim that each Beis Din have. So you have two Pshatim, how to define what Chochmah is, three Pshatim, how to define what Shonim is. But let's get to the details of when is exactly this discussed. When is this? So it's very interesting. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Vav that there were 18 Gzeiros. Yonah the Yonah, right, November, the elections are coming up. There were 18 Gzeiros that Beishame Beisil made, and they rammed it all in, right, because there was a concept of a filibuster, right? They had a time where they had the majority, and they rammed 18 Gzeiros through. That's what the Gemara says. Even if Eliyahu Navi comes, you can't repeal it. Ferush Gemara. That's what the Gemara says on Lamed Vavim Beis in Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim right there expands it and says that any takana that was made with siyag who pushed Yisurin l'kol klal Yisrael, then no Beis Din, even if the greater b'chachma minyan, can repeal. So the Rambam says the 18 are lav dafka. Again, he says siyag who pushed Yisurin l'kol klal Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes. Can never be repealed. Tosos has one day there in Avodah Zarah that it's only the 18 because they were mamish moser nefesh. They stuck a sword in the Beis Medrash and said yichnes nichnes al yoytze yoytze. They were mamish moser nafshim al zem. It's a special din in the 18. Tosos has one day like this. One day like this. But nonetheless, there is a category. There are three levels. There's a category that something can never be repealed. Either Dafka the 18, or the Rambam says anything that's l'siyagu pashen yisru l'chal yisroel. That's the first level. Second level is when can gedolah b'chacham minyan be implemented. So the Rambam writes, if it was not l'siyag, it was just pashen yisru l'chal yisroel. Rambam says in that case, it's gedolah b'chacham minyan works. If it was just pashen yisru, but it was not siyag, then chacham minyan works. That's what the Rambam writes. Another day is that if the 18, Tosis, and another day at Tosis, if the 18 were not partially in Yisrael, then Gedolah Chachman can repeal even the 18. today in Taisus, a big long Taisus in Avodah Zarah. So that's the second level. Then there's the third level. The third level is where you don't even need Gedolim Chachma B'Binyan. Even a smaller basin is good enough, basin cotton. But when is that? That's a situation where lo pasha yisurun l'klal Yisrael. Wasn't l'shiag, and it wasn't pasha yisurun l'klal Yisrael. So the Rambam writes, lo pasha yisurun l'klal Yisrael means ein rov tzir b'yicholim l'modba. The Rambam says those two things mean the same thing. Mamish. Tosis distinguishes between the two. Tosis says there are two different qualifications, pasha yisurun l'Yisrael and rov tzir b'yicholim l'modba. The Rambam says they're the same thing. So Ram says, lo pashi yisrael chalisrael, that means, ain rov tzibur, then even a basin cotton could repeal it. So the Ram writes. So there are three madregas when you talk about gedolim l'b'chok l'b'minyan, when it can be said. We should point out that the Gemara writes in Moy Cotton that if basin made a tanai, when they made their takana, that a basin that's smaller subsequently can repeal it, then it's fine. Ferish Gemara, the Mershlam Atosef Shmiz there, and Moikon Daf Gimun Basin. Also, when it comes to Dini Mominis, the Allah is Hefker Basin Hefker, right? There's no concept, these rules don't apply by Dini Mominis. Hefker Basin Hefker, which is a Dindi Rice itself, Gemara isn't getting from Dibre Kabbalah. I just want to close with the following. What exactly, going back to that Machlegis Ram Rivi that we began with, do you read these two dinim as the same, the Mishnah and Duis and our din, or are they two separate dinim? That when you repeal, when the time has fallen away, do you still need Gedolim L'b'chok L'minyan? Rambam says yes, Ravid says no. What's that Machlekes really all about? What is it all about? So it could be just two approaches maybe in Lumdus. Is the Bir Adar, it's out simple, out covered. If you're Gedolim L'b'chok L'minyan, then it's not impinging upon your cover. If you're not as great as them, it's Tachal Chutzpah. Maybe it's a din in covered. Or no, maybe part of the formality of repealing is that it has to be what? It has to be done through a formality of repealing it through a vote, even though you're not great with Gedolim B'chacham Minyan. The Rivet says you need a formality. It's not an issue of cover. It's an issue of formality. And therefore, even though you're not great with B'chacham Minyan, it has to be formally repealed. L'mashal. Perhaps this is a mashal for this. There is a din in Avodah Zarah and Dav Zayin and Aleph that when you go to a Chacham and he asks something, you can't go to another Chacham. Feirush Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Dav Zayin and Aleph. What's the Svara? So there's a Ritva and there's a Shach. Shach and Taz. Either it's Al Shavya Nafshe, the Chacham asked this for you, it's a Chalois, he was Oyser, or you say no, it's a din of Kavod. And just two quick nafkaminas, we don't have time to go through, there's like four or five, but just two, very quickly. If you say it's an issue of Shavya Nafshe, if the first Lasigro Chacham, the first Chacham mattered it, there's no Shavya Nafshe in that case, so you go to the second Chacham. If you say it's an issue of Kavod, you could be Michael. If it's Shavya Nafshe, not Nitanul Mechila, you could say, go ahead and go to the second Chacham. So in the same vein, if this is an issue of Kavod, so you have to be great at Machachma Minyan. It's like an implicit mechila, the previous Beisdin. If you're greater chokhmah, why not? But if you say it's like kind of like a Shavya Nafshe, they were oisering on you. So it comes out interestingly, it's not an issue of kavod. So then you have to go through the formal rules and regulations. You might not be greater chokhmah of minyan, but you have to have a formal vote in order to repeal it. So maybe that's a bit of a mashal regarding this din, but we should keep in mind that these are Takanas Chachamim, and we have to, it's a very counterintuitive split, because you would think, always was counterintuitive, because you think of Diyaraisa, how can you argue? No, Yiftach B'dor Kishmul B'dor. Whereas Takanas Chachamim, Fakir, you have to be greater B'chachamim Minyan to repeal it. That's the Chiddush we want to bring out, and whether you read this Gemara in light of what the Mishnah do, is you say they're two dinner. Okay, everyone have a good night. Good job.